Okay, ask a question. Yeah.
The question is, like I remember my Gurudev, he was always doing sadhana very proper at the same time, each part of the day, like special sadhana. Like he was doing the Gayatri this time, doing taking prasadam this time, puja this time, like he's reading this time. So I just wanted to ask if how we can organize our life like that, like simple people.
Well, to do this, Krishna says in Gita, what was that verse? No, he says the regulated principles of freedom. There's one verse to translate in BBT Gita like that. Regulated principles of freedom, maybe second or third chapter. So when you, the whole idea is regulation. You're speaking of your guru. Anyone who's successful in life is highly regulated. It's a lot of ingress of sattva gun there. Regulation means sattva gun. Balance, harmony, regulation, sattva. Eat at the same time, sleep at the same time, you become very, makes it the machine of the body efficient. The body is a yantra. And if it works according to time, we say the bio clock, the body clock, the bio clock. It's very difficult because most people are very passionate and unregulated. And it depends on different natures. Different prakrutis have different natures. Like, for example, if someone is vat prakruti, predominated by air, it's very difficult for them to be regulated because the body moves. The air is pushing them in such a way they can't be steady. Certain steadiness is a tendency of cough. Inertia, steadiness, inertia, not staying. And so the heavier set body, heavier body, there's more cough, so they're more, they don't, more regulated. But it's a mental function also. You have to take control of your life through the principle of regulation. That's what means abhyas. And that's the basis of sadhana, regulated daily practice. You know, like I'd wait to ask class every night at 7:30 or and yeah, exactly on time, like to the millisecond. So if it's not our nature to be regulated, we have to try to make it our nature. It's a struggle. Because you may be more vata type, more jumpy and moving like that. Even in Ayurveda, when I measure the nadis, there's different names for what they're reading. One is called a kangaroo pulse, and one is called this, the pulse is jumping. Monkey pulse or whatever, they have different names. One is like the steady, the different meridians, different organs have a different pulse rate, and they feel them with different fingers. So that's when they say, oh, this is disturbed, that's disturbed. So we want to have balance. Sattva makes balance. And Krishna says the regulated principles of freedom. It's a nice verse I can't recall just now in Gita. When you're regulated, you actually have freedom. Because eating in a regulated way, sleeping in a regulated way, gives you freedom from many diseases. What chapter is that? Well, that's balance, that's moderation. One is balanced and his habits of eating and sleeping. Second chapter. can mitigate. Yeah, Krishna tells it. I mean, it's easier said than done. Yukta Vihara. Yeah, in your play. You should be regulated in your play. It says you should be regulated in your playtime. Sixth chapter of Gita, 17th verse. The practice of yoga destroys the miseries if a person is disciplined in his eating and relaxation, performs his duties diligently, and is balanced in his sleeping and waking. Regulation, dukkha bhavati yoga. This is yoga, you destroy the miseries. Yogi doesn't eat too much, eat too little, sleep too much, sleep too little. It's a balance, regulation. It means sattva. Yoga, the more we can become sattva, the more we can do yoga.
Second chapter, 64th verse, Gurudev. Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishyana indriyasyara atma vishya vidayatma prasadam adigacchati. In that, Prabhupada says, through regulative principles of freedom, one can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord.
Yeah, what chapter is that?
Second chapter, 64th verse.
Yeah, I know, it's second 64. Oh yeah, that's the one I remember. Yes. Regulation to get freedom. Thanks for finding that. You know, it was 45 years ago I memorized it. Like, kind of slipping out. 64.
Yes,
good. Raga dvesha viyuktais tu vishayan indriyais charan atma vasher videyatma prasadam adigacchati. Even while moving among the sense objects, you're moving among all the sense objects, a self-controlled person is free from attachment and aversion. Bringing itself under the... Well, this is a different translation.
Here, this translation is
different. Yeah.
But a person?
But a person free from all attachment and aversion is able to control his senses through regular principles of freedom containing complete mercy in the Lord. I like that.
Yes.
He just tried to make it fancy English. Mm-hmm. Brings itself under jurisdiction of God, attains God's grace. Because, you know, you're making another Gita, so you have to try to... But Prabhupada's translation is very clear and very nice. So that's what it says. By regulation, it's you get freedom. And it says you get the mercy of the Lord also. Prasadam, it says prasadam.
Adigacchati.
So your Gurudev got a lot of prasadam. From the Lord, he got the full blessings and mercy of Radharani. And he extended it to the world, to you and I, and anyone who come and connected with his teachings or his personality. So be like your guru as much as you can. In other words, it's yoga is a struggle, you know, it's Rome wasn't built in a day.
Difficult to build the day, to shadow. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like to shadow the day, like one schedule.
Yeah, schedule. Yeah, well, sometimes you're not hungry, so you don't eat. Or it's a fast day. I never been too much regulated with eating myself. This last 3 months, I guess, so I gained weight. Okay, now it's time to eat, now it's time to eat. But because I was cooking by myself, I'm not hungry, I'm not cook. But I cook, you know. So 3 times a day, he sits me down and eats. I got fat. I have to work out. But I, you know, I'm reducing the amount now.
No.
This exercise, whatever. Anyway, so it's you know, everyone, no one's perfect. We're all trying our best to serve Krishna. And we're trying to encourage each other to do better and do more. So we're discussing this subject of regulation. And very, very few people are regulated, but the most successful people are highly regulated. My guru was very regulated also. So try. It's a reminder to everyone. The question is a reminder to everyone to get regulated. That's why people have regular jobs. If you don't have a job and your only job is sadhana, you can tend to get a little lazier, like lackadaisical. Someone has to tell you. You know, like someone has to say, okay, look, and no matter what happens, get up 1 hour before sunrise, get out of bed, just get out of bed. So someone tells you, get 1 hour before sunrise, get out of bed. So then you think, oh, what time is sunrise? 7:05. Oh, it's 6 o'clock. Oh, Guru Maharaj, take it out. I'm out. Someone told me that. They said, when are you getting up? It's like in the middle of the winter. I said, around 6. Sunrise is 7:30. So now you should, 5 o'clock, you take rest at 10, and at 5 o'clock, you, no matter what, you get out. Someone told me. So I, like, heavily told me. So okay. I hear this voice, you know. I look at it, it's 5 o'clock. And as soon as I see the clock, it's 5 o'clock. I hear this voice, get out. So I throw the car. So you have to create a higher voice. You have to have a higher voice in yourself. A voice of self-improvement. It's kind of fun to use this body like an instrument to improve ourselves and improve our condition. You know, it's like there's a higher self and a lower self. The higher self is, like they say, the devil made me do it. They have a phrase in English, the devil. Devil means a bad guy. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. So that means you succumb to rajagun and tamagun. Because the modes of nature are always competing for supremacy. Sometimes sattvas, there's raja. When we sleep, we're all on tamagun, most everybody. And then we get up, we're moving fast, then we're in rajagun. And we sit down, shanjava, we're in sattvagun. And we start to fall asleep, we're in tamagun. You know, so the modes are always coming to take over control. So this, our life, sometimes we get in these ruts where it's just like really tamasic, and we have to put the brakes on, you know, slow the car, you're going to change course, turn a new leaf, start a new, make a new schedule. Like making schedules and trying to follow them is very good. Like I once made a statement, 1,000 schedules made, 1,000 schedules broken. and then that goes, life goes like that. And then 1,001 schedules made, and maybe you don't break.
One more time, try again.
Yeah, that's the phrase, try again. That's, it goes, in this life we'll do that, and we'll do, lifetimes we'll do that. We try in this lifetime. Oh, we get 10% Krishna consciousness. We try next life, we get 20%. It goes like that. I mean, you're trying to compare yourself to your guru.
I'm not trying to compare. I just see his life and I think
in
the example.
Yeah, this is the life of a person who's going to the spiritual world, last life. So everything is perfectly adjusted. This is an example. Strive for. That's why the great souls move amongst us to try to upgrade us and uplift us, improve us. We see examples of detachment, we see examples of steadiness, we see examples of scholarship, we see examples of compassion. Many examples we see, we incorporate into our and enjoy our bhajan as best we can to improve ourselves. Right? Someday we'll become perfect souls, full of love for Krishna, very blissful and happy, detached, healthy or not healthy, doesn't matter, but we'll be Atmaram, we'll be self-satisfied, no hankering in our heart, peace in our heart, no hankering. Akanshati na sochati, sama sarvesha bhuteshu. See everyone equally, everyone's my friend, I love everyone. May everyone be happy. Vishram purna sukhayate. This is in Prabhupada's shloka book. Vishram purna sukhayate. May the whole universe be full of happiness. Purna sukhayate. Sukha. Let the whole universe be happy. Because when we find happiness in ourselves, in our relationship with Radharani and Krishna, then we emanate that. We try to share that happiness. This is devotee. So that's it for Sunday Satsang.